Miwen Juan is founder and CEO of VIP Kid, an online education company which provides kids with one-on-one teaching by matching them with North American teachers. Unlike most startup founders, she co-founded an English training institution fresh out of high school. After graduating from the MBA program of CKGSB, or Chong Kong Graduate School of Business, she decided to embrace online education and started her current company, VIP Kid, in 2013.
You know, when most people talk about starting their own business, it's usually either right after graduation or even waiting a few years working in a company. But for you, the process started much earlier. How did it happen?
You know, sometimes when life throws a opportunity at you, all you need to do is grab it and go with it. So when I heard this family friend is starting this business, I volunteered. I was very young, but being young means you may be the bravest person in the world, and then you want to participate in the things that really interest you. So I volunteered, and I became part of it.
You must either speak very good English at the time, you were very confident about at least your English ability.
My English was decent. It was pretty good. I took part in CT4 and CT6 when I was 17, and I passed them on the same year with pretty good score. But I spent a lot of time practicing my speaking and listening. And the truth is, I find passion in learning, and then I want to bring this passion to the kids. So that's why I joined.
But a little bit more detail about how you learned your English, because I'm sure a lot of listeners, a lot of people would love to hear how somebody is able to have such a good grasp of the language.
I think the motivation is the willingness to learn about the world out of China, how everyone else in the planet is living their lives and what they're thinking. Then you have to find all the resources you can. In 1998, around that time, it was all about cassettes, MP3, CD players. So I gathered everything that I can, and then I listened to everything. I imitated all these songs, talks, things like I Have a Dream, or songs like Country Road, Take Me Home, and all that. So that's part of the reason I want to do this online education. I want to bring all the resources and empower the kids nowadays so they don't have to go through all the trouble of looking for all these stuff and then learn by themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Back in 98, you know, there weren't a lot of online videos for you to watch, a lot of, you know, movies everywhere for you.
Nothing.
No. Right. But how about spoken English? I mean, who did you talk to? You've got to talk to someone, right?
Later on in my career, since 2000, I co-founded ABC English, this company. But it was not until 2003 that when I started the school in Shanghai, I got to work with about 40 people. Out of those, 10 of them are native speakers. And by that time, I was able to talk a lot and then practice more on my speaking. But before that, I talked to myself. I talked to all the other people that is around me, people who speak Chinese, but then we practice with each other in English.
Online education, it's an industry that everyone sees opportunities in, everyone believes that has a future, but also a lot of questions and a lot of doubts on it as well. Mm-hmm. So what gave you the faith and what made up your mind to start a company about online education?
Yeah, online, offline, online to offline, these are just formats. These are means you deliver your educational philosophy or the way you can help the kids or the adults to learn, right? So finally, when Professor Liu Jin asked me that question, why do you want to do online? So what does online changes about offline education or education itself? I spent half a year looking for that answer. And finally, I think online can bring back the essential of education, which is learning should be fun, which is learning can be tailor-made and individualized. So that's when I finally made up my mind, you know, to do online education, because right now the format we see maybe through PC or iPad, but what about the future? It could be glasses, it could be virtual reality, it could be augmented reality, but then online may be the only way that we can bridge the future of, you know, future learning.
As someone who has been in the education industry for a long time, what do you think are the current problems of the current mold of education?
last year, I was in that R&D center of CKJ has been doing researches. And then we look back in our educational system of 2000 years, and then we looked at the past 200 years. Like Salman Khan, the founder of Khan Academy, once said, the past 200 years, there has not been a change in our educational system, not just in China, but also in the US, where we believe there might be a good educational system. But everything starts at the same age, same pace, same tests for all the students, but everyone is different. How can it be the same? But then the purpose of the educational system for the past 200 years is to cultivate talents for the industrial age instead of a personalized, individualized age as of now. So online, with technology, with all these great content, can make it happen. We can make it individualized. We can make it fun. So fundamentally, I think online will bring the joy back to learners, and also it will make it so individualized and personalized that it'll be very, very efficient when it comes to learning.
Allow me to play the devil's advocate here. These are great pictures, and with the help of technology, you really cannot limit the scope of learning.
Yeah.
But then, you know, traditional education, a lot of people say, will never disappear. Classroom teaching will never disappear, just
right.
Because of the pure fact that, you know, with one teacher, yes, you can teach 30 to 40 kids. Maybe it's not individualized, but it's efficient.
Yeah, it is fun for the kids to be in a group of kids. I'm not saying online will replace offline. I'm not saying that these are against each other. These might be great friends. There is a Steve Jobs school in Holland where all the kids, they go to school, they stay in the same classroom, but they're kids of different age. They have their own iPad. They download their own apps. They learn on their own pace according to their own preferences. And the teacher are there to coach them, to walk them through this knowledge of ocean and to guide them to be a better learner.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids in this case scenario, they can learn to learn at an early age. And later on, they will learn more efficiently and more happily.